When was the last time you changed your mind? I didn't think you were going to ask the little red-haired girl to the homecoming dance. Well, I changed my mind. You said you didn't want to help with Fall Festival next year. Well, I changed my mind. I can't believe you want to talk to your father again after what he did to you. Well, I changed my mind. You said you wouldn't be caught dead voting for a pro-life Republican. Well, I changed my mind. When was the last time you changed your mind? Some of you guys tell me, oh boy, Father, my wife changes her mind all the time. I know it drives my brother-in-law crazy when my sister changes her mind every 0.4 seconds. When was the last time you changed your mind? Surprisingly, Jesus holds changing your mind as a virtue. In today's gospel, which of the two sons is praised? The son who changes his mind. The first son says, I will not do what my father wants. But later, Jesus says, he changes his mind and goes to work in the vineyard. Tax collectors and prostitutes are praised. Why? Not for their wicked ways of greed and lust, but for changing their minds. They change their minds because they discover that greed and lust can't make them happy. Only doing what is right and just makes them happy. The chief priests and the elders of the people are reprimanded by Jesus. Why? Because when John the Baptist came, Jesus says they did not change their minds and believe in him. Changing your mind. St. Paul says in today's second reading from Philippians, he says, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. So St. Paul says we have to change our minds so that we all have the same mind. How can we all have the same mind? St. Paul gives us the answer. He says, but we have the mind of Christ. How can we all have the same love and be united in heart? Well, we all have the heart of Christ. And are we really supposed to all be thinking the same thing? Yes, the Bible tells us. We all want to be thinking what Jesus thinks. I don't want to think anything that Jesus doesn't think. I don't want to love anything that Jesus doesn't love. St. Paul says, having you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus. But most translations say, having you the same mind that is also in Christ Jesus. Do you remember last week's first reading from Isaiah? God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. So, are we ready to change our minds so that our thoughts are Christ's thoughts and that our ways are Christ's ways? Sometimes it's really difficult to change our minds, but nothing is impossible with God. And we are not robots, right? We are not pre-programmed. We are not pre-programmed and predetermined to go and act this way, right? We're not robots. We always have free will. We can change our minds at any time. So if in the past you've said, I will not do what my Heavenly Father wants of me, you can change your mind today and do his will on earth as perfectly as it's done in heaven. If you have said in the past, I'm not going to be a priest, well, you can change your mind and you can enter the seminary. If you have said, I will not confess my sins to a priest in confession, you can change your mind and humble yourself in the sacrament of penance. If you have said, I will never, ever join the Catholic Church, you can change your mind and submit to the authority of the church. If you have said, I will not have any more children, you can change your mind and be open to the gift of new life. If you have said, I will not follow the church's teachings on the evils of abortion or same-gender get-togethers, you can change your mind and be an advocate of life and marriage as God intended. Jesus says, if tax collectors and prostitutes can change their minds, anybody can do it. And that gives hope for everyone. It gives me hope that there's hope for me. Everybody has free will and can change their minds at any time. You know, after preparing this whole homily on changing your mind, I was looking at the Latin Vulgate in preparation for the Feast of St. Jerome on Tuesday. That's the Latin version of the Bible. And I looked up this passage, and I discovered that this Latin passage does not use the phrase change your mind at all. The Latin phrase in the Latin Vulgate for this passage is very beautiful. It's motus penitentia abiit, which means, but moved with repentance, he went. Doesn't say he changed his mind. It says he was moved with repentance. In the second instance, when talking to the chief priests and the elders, the Latin Vulgate says, nec penitentiam habuistis postea, which means afterwards you all did not have repentance. So it's clear from the Latin what we're talking about. We're not talking about changing your mind because your mood changes or your feelings are different or because it's fall outside now. No, we're talking about being moved to repentance, turning away from what is objectively evil and turning back to what is objectively good. And the promise for repenting is glorious. Thus says the Lord to the prophet Ezekiel in the first reading, if he turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life. Since he has turned away from all the sins he has committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Isn't that awesome? For the person that turns back and is moved to repentance, God says, you're going to live. You're going to preserve your life. Nobody can be lost if you repent. Nobody. That's good news. And in verse 22, which we didn't get to read from Ezekiel, just a few verses earlier, three verses earlier, God says, none of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. Wow. For the person who repents, God says, he will forgive and forget, not even remember. So, when was the last time you changed your mind? Or, more accurately, when was the last time you were moved to repentance? I beg you, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. If you turn from the wickedness you have committed and do what is right and just, amen, I say to you, you shall surely live. You shall not die.